It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, his name is Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Howdy there, partner.
Oh, hey, buddy, it's Monday night.
I'm ready to mosey on down this trail that we call talking about reality TV.
I thought you were going to say you were ready to mosey down this little thing called life, and I was going to say, man, you know, life, it is a highway, but
yeah.
I want to ride it. When it comes to me, I want to ride life.
You didn't continue the cowboy thing I was doing, and I resent you for that.
Okay.
You know, say if a horse ride a cowboy, I'm going to put on my 10-gallon hat, and let's...
Okay, I have I have a lot of things to say to you right now. One, I was thinking it was more Western-themed than cowboy-themed, so I was going off of the Cars theme song, Life is a Highway, and I Want to Ride It.
Wait, now, how is that Western?
Is Cars not a Western-themed movie?
That also, I don't think, is the theme for the movie Cars.
Is it not? Life is a highway. I want to ride.
No, I'm familiar
all
with the song.
All night long.
I'm familiar with the song.
Meow, meow,
oh,
meow.
Wait, maybe it was. Maybe they did use the Rascal Flatts version of that for Cars.
Wasn't Ride a House.
It wasn't
Ride a House.
Ride a House. Ride a House. Yeah. Ride a house. Save some avocado toast, am I right?
You're telling me. RV all day, all night, all life. Life is a highway, and I want to ride it. That's what I'm getting down to. Two, I do not remember the lyrics to Ride a Horse, Save a Cowboy, or whatever. What is the song?
Lyrics are. That is the opposite message of that
Save
song.
A horse. Save a horse, ride a cowboy?
That is correct. Not ride a horse.
I remember that song being really big when we were in, I think, middle school.
Yeah, it was like early to mid 2000s, like 2004 or 2003. I think.
Yeah, yeah, and was
do
it?
What country duo did that song?
Big and Rich.
That is correct. I was.
How do I remember that?
I was trying to trick you into saying Brooks and Dunn, but you were too smart for that.
I would never. You could give me all of the hints in the world, and I never would have come up with Brooks and Dunn. You could have been like, it's B and R, and I've been like, bed and breakfast.
Well, you would have said big and rich again.
Oh, yeah. B and D?
Yeah.
Big and dicks.
That's, we should make a country duo, big and dicks.
Big and dicks. Do you want to be big or do you want to be dicks?
I'm dicks.
I'm big, then.
But you'll
I'm
never,
Mr. Big
you'll never guess why.
From the Sex and the City. Because you have seven dicks.
Yeah, you'll never. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it implies that I have multiple dicks.
Nice. So far this episode has been really good, and I think we could just end it right now. But
let's
I haven't even
talked about reality TV when we.
When
I
we
honestly
come up
think
with
you
the
should
greatest...
cut the part out. I think you should cut the part out about big and dicks because I think we need to file copyright on that name before we throw it out there because somebody
Ooh,
might beat
yeah.
us to it.
Well, if we just say right here, right now, copyright, Big and Dicks is copyrighted.
Yeah, well,
here's our first song.
We have a patent on the name, and we will
we
sue.
We have a patent Oswald on that name, and we will sue. Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to sing our first hit single? It's a cover of Life is a Highway. I want to ride it. Will you join me in our duet?
We're going to kind of specialize in, like, covers, but also they're kind of mashup covers, so it's gonna be Life is a Highway, come on, ride it, you know, like the Quad City DJs. or Life is a Highway, ride it, my pony.
Yeah. that's absolutely what it is. Our niche is bad pop country songs combined with also bad
excuse me.
I'm sorry. Did you not? I'm sorry.
I think the
connection kind of cut out a little bit. I said our niche is bad pop country songs.
Okay, yeah.
Combined with fantastic pop hip-hop songs from the late 90s.
Yeah, like very good R&B.
Like very good masterpiece R&B. From
R&B by
the
singers
90s
that,
and 2000s.
That don't have a cult of trapped
young
women.
Oh my god. I cannot believe that we haven't talked about this yet. When I saw that headline today, I was like, oh man, this is for sure something we're going to talk about before we record. And we didn't even talk about
no,
it at
we
all.
Didn't. Yeah, R.
It's
Kelly,
insane.
I mean, the thing is, it's like R. Kelly, it's like, we already knew he was a monster, but I guess we didn't know the extent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. He really is a Loch Ness goblin school zombie with no conscience.
Yeah, sure is. One of these things.
Except for an
common.
Actual monster.
Yeah.
Love, he doesn't get enough of it, and that's why he's trapped six women in his home in Atlanta, but also Chicago.
Wear tracksuits in public to hide their figure, and
what?
He doesn't want other men to look at them. And yeah, it's good. Every detail of it is worse than the last detail. It's very bad.
I only saw like tweets about it, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty fucked up." And then I read one article that apparently did not go into detail. I read that he like was forcing these people to wear, like, he was in charge of what they were wearing and when they bathed and like when they had sex with him, I assume, and he recorded all of it.
Yep.
I didn't realize that he was forcing them to wear tracksuits, which somehow makes it worse.
Well,
it would be bad no matter what.
That's in public, I guess.
It's still forcing somebody to wear a certain amount of a certain type of clothing.
I
it doesn't matter.
I think it's
where...
more sinister in that regard. Like, if you were just like, if it was just R. Kelly being like, I just like tracksuits. They're comfortable. I just want you to be comfortable in this tracksuit.
Do you think it would be weirder if he was like, you are required to wear tracksuits out in public, or you are required to wear tracksuits when you are in my home and I am looking at you? I feel like the latter would be more weird.
Or
if he was like cool with them
just
wearing
all
whatever.
The time, and then when they ask why, he's just like, no reason.
Yeah. It's just, I think it was funny.
No, what was I going to say? Oh, and then of course there was, because this is always required when something like this happens,
mm-hmm.
there was the designated worst take on it, which usually comes from someone that writes for a libertarian publication, and this mm-hmm. was, this did not disappoint, which was like, oh, so R. Kelly's in a polyamorous dom-sub relationship, like, what am I supposed to be alarmed about? It's like, I don't think you know how any of that works.
No.
You know, in like a polyamorous dom sub relationship, you take people's phones away and isolate them from their families.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're the dominant one in the relationship.
One of them is, or like, the people in the relationship is too friendly to someone at a subway, so you take them outside of the subway, like another man at the subway, so you take them outside and pin them up against a tree and slap them. Like, yeah, that's like what you do. That's like what you do.
It's a sexy sex thing. That's what that
just,
is.
It's
like so fun.
They're just kinky, and they're exercising their rights for no one to...
I mean,
it would be the most libertarian thing to be like, look, it's not the government's place to stop this abuse from happening.
Yeah.
It's his right to abuse people.
Hey, Thomas, do you want to not talk about this anymore? Because I thought it would be really fun, but
no,
it just put me in a really bad mood.
It's really not fun. It's very sad.
It's really sad and gross, and the only thing I want to say about it is make it stop. Obama, come in and help. Well, yes. I mean, that's been the case for a million years. Okay, hey, Thomas, to completely change topics, did you watch Are You the One Second Chances last night? Traveling in a freight out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
Sure did.
Let's talk about some other abusive, gross people.
Oh my god, yeah.
Before we get into gross stuff, I gotta say, this week's episode was called Wolf on Match Street. I gotta say, for this show anyway, pretty good episode title.
That was a relatively creative title by this show's standards.
Do you get it?
No, I don't.
Because Wolf
it's too creative.
Really, really subversive.
When I saw it, I get it, because I didn't want people to think I was dumb, but then I looked over to someone and I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, you were like, is this what Twin Peaks is now?
Is that a reference? Is that like a, is that a reference to like a Fellini film?
I remember there being a movie we watched in high school called 9 and some fraction, but I don't remember what it is. Is that what this is about?
Is that a thing from Finnegan's Wake? Because I'm just not smart enough to read that.
I saw some dude on the train reading that one book, that really long book that
was
I can't
Ulysses?
Remember the title. No, it was
was
you
it
know
Infinite
the
Jest?
One. It was Infinite Jest. I couldn't think of the name of it for the bit.
He was doing it in public because he wanted everyone to be very impressed that he was reading Infinite Jest.
Well,
I mean,
it's
good. Infinite Jest is good, but it's like, yeah, I don't trust anyone that's reading.
Did I tell you the end of that story, though, about the guy who was reading Infinite Jest on the train? He got his dick sucked, like, a million times before he got off the train because he was, like, so cool.
Yeah, everyone's
like,
everyone
so
is
smart
like,
and
oh my
so
God,
cool.
Like, David Foster Wallace here.
Let me put my mouth all over your dick. And he was like, sounds good to me.
Can you hold these panties for me? They're too wet.
He was like, yeah, maybe stop. This is a dumb bit. So the episode starts with everybody making fun of Nate. Remember Nate? Remember how fun it was to make fun of Nate?
It's very fun to make fun of Nate.
Both the guy from the show and also our childhood friend.
This is true.
I wonder what he's up to. I went to his Facebook and it doesn't look like he's up to much.
I like
anyway,
that you went to his Facebook as though you like drove there. Like you were like on my way back from the grocery store. Stop by his Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. It's not much is happening.
I mean, you could say that about me. I don't think I've updated my Facebook in a long time.
All my posts on Facebook are like, listen to my podcast. I went to my cousin's wedding. Listen to my podcast. Listen to my podcast. And like 20 people are like, okay.
People go and visit your page and they're like, it seems like all he's doing is making this podcast. That's all he talks about.
Seems like all he's doing is posting about this podcast he does. Sometimes they do the plunk. Okay, so Devin asks in front of everyone what the deal is with Gio and Alicia, and Alicia says that she's always been her own person and that they're not together. So naturally, Gio is a sad boy. And then Alicia and Asaf hang out in the hot tub, and he tells her, leave your life on the East Coast and come with me to the desert.
Oh, I love Asaf.
Asaf deserves everything good in the world. I love him so much.
Asaf Rocky. He's great.
Kaylin is worried that Asaf will become distracted by a woman yet again, because that's, you know, his MO. And I can't blame him. Women, generally, pretty pretty, I would say.
Sure.
You ever seen a lady? Nice. That's what I think.
Yeah. Whenever I'm like Asaf. Whenever I see a lady, the song That Lady, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers starts playing until I see another lady, and then it immediately starts over. So if there's like a lot
it's
of
just
women,
a constant
there's like
loop.
A lot of women around, it's like
So Alicia and Asaf then make out in the hot tub, and the whole house watches, and then Gio is mad and he freaks out on her, and Alicia apologizes to Mike when she's like very upset, and she's storming through the house because she says she doesn't want to be there anymore since Gio is there. And then Mike later apologizes to Alicia for not having her back while Gio was upset with her. And Gio says to Francesca, this is not healthy for me. It's the first step of Gio blossoming into a decent person, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You know what he should do? He should make a website, and he should do that through GeoCities.
Okay, so then we start on the mission. They have to take 4 selfies with 4 different animals in the zoo, but before each picture, they have to complete 2 tasks. Cameron picks up a log first for the python, which then reveals the second task, which is to carry 40 dead rats, which Michaela must do.
It kind of bothered me, this thing, because it looked like they, like, brutally murdered these rats.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was gruesome, definitely. I guess I didn't really think about it.
Yeah, like, it looked like they, like, hit them with hammers or something.
Maybe they did. But yeah, I guess you could have just injected them with rat poison or whatever.
They brought TJ Lavin in, because they needed someone with no remorse, a cold, calculated killer. to get the job done.
We'll talk more about TJ in, Approximately 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, so Aesop cuts corn for the kangaroo portion of the challenge mission, excuse me, and says, cornbread, like from the movie 8 Mile. And then he starts singing the song Cornbread from 8 Mile.
That universal reference. Because when people think about 8 Mile, not only like is everyone still constantly thinking about 8 Mile, but that's the one thing from 8 Mile that they think about.
I feel like Aesop...
That's the one food reference in 8 Mile that they think about.
Aesop was all like, man, lose yourself in the cornbread, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I actually don't know what he's referencing.
Already. Mom's cornbread.
Was that a line from the movie? Cornbread? Yeah. I don't remember that. Yeah, I saw that movie once, maybe half a time.
He's vomited on his sweater already. Mom's cornbread.
Yeah. Oh, Mom does make good cornbread, though. Alicia and Rashida both have to pick up poop for the koala picture. And then Adam and Gio have to carry a bale of hay. And Adam says, there's no way Shanley would let me lose to Gio in anything. I like how much everybody hates Gio, because it's like, me too.
Yeah, I would hate to have to be around. I hate having to look at, like, watch his antics without even having to personally interact with him.
Yeah. They have to pluck some chickens for the dingo picture. And it really freaks out Francesca. And Gio, you'll be surprised to hear, is incredibly unsupportive.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of yells at her the whole time.
That's always fun when you're, like, constantly having, like, super emotional episodes that you require everyone to, like, dote all of their attention on you while you lash mm-hmm. out. But, like, the minute that anyone else needs any kind of emotional support, you're, like, horrible to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool and good.
But fun part of this challenge, one of the things they have to do is cut down eucalyptus leaves for the koala. That seems nice. I liked that. At this point, Tori and Morgan are in first. Alicia and the event on NBC... Torgan, yeah, classic. Alicia and the event on NBC are setting up their photo with the dingo, and they ask someone else to take the picture, which I believe Karamo told them, you gotta take selfies with these animals, and they asked the zookeeper to take their picture. That's not a selfie anymore.
I think the reason that they did it is that Morgan's tiny face, I don't think front-facing mm-hmm. cameras can pick it up.
It was Mike and Alicia, though. It wasn't Morgan.
Oh, okay.
So I think that they should be disqualified from, one, this mission, two, the entire game.
Well, okay, here's what I would say to that. I think Morgan probably told them, because his mom told him, like, so that he wouldn't feel singled out and, like,
when did Morgan's mom tell him that? When she was making that cornbread, do you think?
Yeah, and then she was like, hey, honey, cornbread's almost ready. By the way, it's not weird that when you try to take selfies, you can't see anything on your face. It's like that for everyone.
It's just you can't see. It's like, you know when you look
your
in a mirror?
Your face is not tiny and is, in fact, a normal size, like everyone's.
It's like when you look in a mirror and it's like your left is your right, and it's like you can never actually see yourself. You can only see your reflection. It's like it's that exact same thing. And yeah, cameras know that.
No, it's like if you can't see your reflection in a mirror, it's not like you're weird. It's that everyone else is a vampire.
Yeah. Exactly. Shanley has to cut some grass for the kangaroo, and then she and Adam pull into first. But Tori and Morgan are right behind them. Both teams get their last photo. Tori and Morgan end up winning. Adam and Shanley take second, and Cameron and Michaela take third. And then everybody
Tori
else
makes a very weird face when they're told that they finished in first. Like, her eyes kind of cross as she's yelling. It looks very weird.
She's a weird person.
That's true.
So the final two teams are Aesop and Kaelin and Gio and Francesca. They're both on the poop grabbing station. Well, Kaelin is picking up the poop, Aesop says, you're doing great, like a squirrel, and I love the squirrel stuff. I don't know why Aesop doesn't have his own spinoff yet.
He needs to have
his
own
show.
He's
so good.
I just listen to him, like, react to people and talk all the time.
Yes. Gio, on the other hand, says about his partner, if it wasn't for her, I'd win. No, buddy. If it weren't for her, you would have been gone already. If it weren't for her, you wouldn't even be on the show because it's a partnership. So that's like step one. And two, like, she's the only reason you're still in the game. So Gian and Francesca take seventh. So Asaph and Kaelin lose. Good job, guys.
Asaph and Kaelin are doing very badly in all of these missions.
Yeah, they're not.
I hope
that
it doesn't actually have them go home anytime soon.
Well, they're up for elimination this week. In the house, Francesca asks Gio to talk, which he initially is not interested in, but eventually he does give in. He tells her, "You can either work with me or against me." I just want to, like, sit him down and be like, "Do you understand this?" And then he blames her for them not being closer after their season of Are You the One? And then he works himself up enough to yell, "They can't fuck with me." And then he storms off and walks. He walks past the pool where he yells, "Everyone knows they can't fuck with me in this house." And then Devin calls from across the pool, "No, you're the only one who thinks that."
Yep, we all know that we can fuck with you. And doesn't he say something like, it's like, he says something like, "It's because I got a weak partner." It's like, no. It's like, I think he says, "If we lose, it's because I have a weak partner." And Devin's like, "No, it's because of you."
It's because of you, yeah.
That was so great. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a reality show. Just the cut between him doing that. Because when I said it, I was like, "Man, that's ridiculous." And Devin just immediately going,
"Yeah,
no, you don't. You're the only one that thinks that."
Devin is the Greek chorus of this show.
I love Devin. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's very good.
Good television, that guy.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Tori says that she is open to her and Morgan re-exploring their relationship, which I only bring up because I saw a spoiler for later in the season, and it seems like something that is important. Anyway, in the main room, Francesca asks everybody who they're all...
She just missed that half a face so much.
He has a normal-sized face!
Yeah, everyone else has big faces. His is the only normal-sized face.
There's a dude on The Bachelorette who's, he is a very sweet boy, but his face is like 1.5 times as large as it should be given his head size. And I feel like he and Morgan should just get together.
Yeah, they just need to like, he's got face to spare. He can donate some of it to Morgan. Yeah.
Just shrink Dean's face down a little bit and enlarge Morgan's face a little bit. And then they'll both look like normal people. In the main room, Francesca asks who everybody's voting for, and Chanley is like, it's you guys, obviously. And then Gio walks in and asks if she's quitting, because if she is, he's going out with a bang, and everyone in the house should run.
Yeah, that's,
You know how small dogs bark?
It's a little bit troubling thing to
you know
have someone say to you.
Small dogs bark a lot, and, like, are very yippy and annoying. I think Gio's a small dog. He's I don't like him. Anyway, in the confessional, Francesca says, "If Gio continues to be an asshole and that's the reason we're voted in, I'm pressing steel no matter what."
It's the right move.
This is why I like Francesca more than Gio.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason. No other reasons, just that one.
I mean, I'm sure she's fine. Last thing to happen before the choice, Francesca runs into a glass door and gets a fat lip, and it's funny. That's it.
Get some physical comedy in there.
Yeah, I am unsure what to do about wildlife shots this week because much of this episode took place in a zoo, so all of the wildlife shots are zoo animals, which are not wildlife. So I think we should skip it.
Sure.
I also want to skip it because I didn't look anything up. So I can't give you any information. But they were those birds with the blue bills that are cool. Mm-hmm. I think they're ducks. Anyway, if you know
instead
anything about
of,
them,
instead
email
of,
us.
You know, the traditional wildlife shot song, you could play Zoo Station by U2.
I mean, I think we're 20-some minutes into this. I think if we just play... What album is that off of?
Zoo? Baby.
Octoon Baby. It's took that from the Caution Wet Floor Signs. I think if we just play Octoon Baby instead of this episode of the podcast, I think people would probably enjoy that more.
It's a classic. Classic album.
For the choice, Karamo as checks in with Gio, and he talks a lot of shit about whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, I legitimately do not understand this person. Like, how can you be this angry all the time?
He has, like, legitimate, he has emotional issues that are very clearly not dealt with, that he does need professional help for.
Yeah. The event in NBC and Alicia are hoping for a double steal. I also noticed at this point, Karamo is wearing a dark blue button-up shirt underneath a bright yellow sweater. And he looks like Arthur. And it was the most distracting thing of this entire episode.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like when someone tells you that that you're a worse host of Are You the One? And then he, like, clenches his fist.
Yeah. It was so like, for the first 5 minutes of this segment, I was, like, looking at him like, why does this outfit look so familiar? And it's not because I seen this episode already. It's like, I have a distinct memory of the bright yellow sweater. And then I realized, oh, it was Arthur, and that's all I thought about for the rest of forever. Also, though, I guess doesn't Arthur have a white shirt under his sweater, or is it blue? Or black? Or yellow?
Dude.
There's so many colors.
It could be a lot of things. I think it's a white shirt, but I could be wrong.
I think it is. It doesn't matter. So Karamo, aka Arthur, gives them a moment to tell each other how they feel, and Francesca says, we've grown with every mission, and I'm excited for the future. And Gio says he feels the same way, and that he knows that this is really important to her, and everybody's looking around super confused. And they vote, and they turn their screens toward each other. Gio voted to share, and Francesca voted to steal.
I was legitimately surprised that he voted to share, but I was very happy that he did, so that the money got stolen from him.
Yes.
But he handled that a lot better than I thought he would.
Yeah, as they say goodbye to Karamo and the cast, he says, I need to go home. Gio says, I need to go home, I need to get help. And then he also says, I don't expect people to respect my cry for help. No, dude. People would really appreciate that.
Like, yeah, no, that's what if you have, will respect.
If it's very obvious that you have emotional issues and everybody's saying you should probably go get this checked out, and you say, yeah, okay, I'm going to do that, people will go, oh, good, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. It's all the other stuff that you were doing to, to compensate for it that was
I wonder what his, like, home life is like, or like what his life was like growing up, because I have to imagine he had to deal with a lot.
Probably. Like,
people aren't just like that without something happening.
Usually something has to happen for people to be like that.
Yeah. I don't like him at all, but I hope he's doing better now.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, you want people to get help and you want people to better themselves, but at the same time, like, if you're an adult and you still are bad and doing bad things to people, you can have reasons for it, but it doesn't excuse the behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimately. So I'm glad that he's at least taking measures to correct it, but, yeah, I don't want
to... Or at least says that he should.
Or, yeah, is potentially doing it, but, like, I don't want to see him ever again, so...
Yeah. Well, he's not on the next season of The Challenge, so you don't have to worry about that. Devin said last episode there would be 7 Steelers, and there has been 1 so far. So that's fun. All right. Guess what starts tomorrow night? Almost exactly 24 hours from now.
Challenge, Triple H.
Nope.
That's Survivor, Triple X. Sorry, that's 3 letters.
All right. Let's get back into predicting things for this show. You said last week you thought CT and Anissa would win. I said Derek from Are You the One and Tori, also from Are You the One, would win. Who do you think is going to win this first challenge? Do you want me to go through the cast again?
Read me the cast list again.
I also don't know if they're going to separate it by gender every challenge. So pick one of each person.
Yep.
Each type of person. Ugh, what a weird way to phrase that. Okay, so we got CT, Chris, Corey, Dario, Darrell, Derek, Devin, Hunter, Jordan, Leroy, Nelson, Shane, Tony, Donald Bananas, Amanda, Anissa, Ashley, Brittany, Camilla, Kara, Jimmy, Jenna, Kayla, LaToya, Marie, Nicole, Simone, and Tori, and Veronica.
Okay, I'm going to say that, because I want it to be true, Leroy is going to win the first challenge.
Yeah!
And not be off in the first episode. I'll say Jimmy wins for the ladies.
Okay. I think the first win for the challenge will go to Darrell. He's got to hold on to his title, you know? And for the ladies, I guess LaToya? We haven't seen much from her recently. All right. Who do you think is going to lose the first challenge? I assume that this challenge is going to be like every other challenge where the last place person goes into elimination automatically. Do you want me to go through the cast again?
Go through the cast again!
All right, so we've got CT, Chris, Corey, Dario, Darrell, Derek, Derek.
Oh, Dario. Dario's going to lose it.
Dario. Oh. I think... I don't want it to be true. Oh, who do you think from the ladies will lose?
Is Camilla playing?
Camilla is playing.
Camilla.
I hope you're right. For me, I think for the boys, Shane is going to lose the first challenge, and Simone for the girls. Who do you think the house or whoever will vote into the elimination?
Johnny Bananas and boy, who for the ladies?
Dude looks like a lady. Aerosmith, 1987. Probably.
I'm gonna say Ashley gets voted in.
She just won last season. For the boys, I think. I think the person being voted in will be Devin. I feel like he's going to rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah,
I don't want it to
always,
be true.
That's always a possibility.
They'll be like, oh, you're a fucking asshole, and you're from Are You the One. Bye. And I think Kayla will lose the first challenge. All right. Oh, do you have any other predictions for the first season of, or the first episode of, the challenge XXX30 Dirty 30? That's the full title. They cut it down for hashtag.
Johnny Bananas is going to call somebody a pussy.
Ooh, okay. I think Corey... No, I think Kayla... I think Corey will be in the house. That's my prediction. No, I think Kayla will talk some shit to Corey. Because they had a little thing last season, and then he pretended that he wasn't into her after that. But that's not how this show works.
We saw that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go into our final parts of this show. Okay, last week I said Scoopin was on Second Chance, and you're like, who is that? I don't remember him. I was wrong. He wasn't on Second Chance. His second season and final season, because he's in prison now, was the Philippines, season 25. Which only had 3 returning players, 1 for each tribe, and all of them had been medevaced in previous seasons.
Ah.
Also, fun fact about that season, it featured 1 Jeff Kent.
Oh! Jeff Kent with his little temper tantrum he threw when he got voted off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I think... Was he the guy who was like, after
he's
taxes,
like,
it's going to be like 500,000. Thanks, Obama.
40%. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? What is Scoopin' in prison for again? You mentioned this already.
A couple of things. Most notably, child pornography.
Yep, there it is.
And then also some, like, financial shit. Which I think are somehow related, but I don't know.
He sold child pornography to pay off debts? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. That's something I don't want to think about. Season 6 of Are You the One... Host has been chosen. It's going to be Terrence J.
Whom?
He hosted 106 in Park, or whatever that show is called, and
okay.
E! News, I guess, and now he's doing this. I feel like this is a step down for him. Like, 106 in Park to E! News seems like a step up. Maybe he had some time to kill. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, maybe they... They wanted to make sure that they got a decent replacement host, so they threw a good amount of money at him.
That's possible. here's one thing I want to say before we end this episode. There are a few things, but I want to mention this. Last week, we yelled at somebody named Pete James in the Survivor group on Facebook because he wasn't on board with my third time's a charm season idea. You remember he said something like, too many returning seasons. Well, guess the fuck what? It's a fantasy season. It doesn't matter. It's not real.
Oh, we don't need to rehash. We don't need to rehash why we yelled at Pete.
Well, I just, in case somebody is coming in. Okay, so he came back to the thread, like, long after the conversation was over, and said, for all you who want these 3- and 4-time players to return again, if they never had the chance the first time, you would never have known them. Give the new ones a chance to become the next Ceri, Sarah, Malcolm, JT, etc. Then in a separate comment, he said, but I am willing to compromise. Let every odd season be newbies and every other even season be all-stars or heroes versus villains. Thoughts? And then nobody gave any thoughts because that's a stupid idea. And it doesn't make sense and has
also,
nothing to do with third time's a charm.
It's a compromise, like, he compromised to having more seasons with returning players because they don't do those every other season.
And, like, why are you compromising anything? Like,
also, the idea that he has leverage in this situation, like, no one's talked about it after he put out his thing. He's like, all right, guys, I'll level with you.
All right. Well, since we're all 3,000 of us in this group are producers on the show Survivor, I'll make a compromise.
I can be talked down to once every other season.
I even said in my original comment, like, I know second chances just happened, so it might be too soon for this, but wouldn't this be a cool idea? And Pete motherfucking James.
It's too soon. The only time it can ever happen is every other season.
I don't understand this kid at all. Anyway, speaking of Facebook, guess who I'm friends with on Facebook now?
Whom?
From the Chase and Jason Nation, one Chase and Jason.
What prompted this?
Somebody tagged him in a comment in that Survivor group that I'm in now, and I was just like, oh, I wonder if he'll accept my friend request, and he did, like, 5 minutes after I sent it.
Dang, nice. So you're Facebook friends with one of the premier bounty hunters in all of Southeast Michigan, correct?
Yeah. I am indeed. I want to message him and be like, hey, do you want to come on the show? And see what he says. It's about bounty hunting. All right, so this week also the Emmys were announced. The Emmy nominations were announced. And our show, Survivor, was nominated for a few things. You want to hear them?
Sure.
Did you look at it at all?
No.
Well, they were nominated for Outstanding Casting for a reality show, up against Born This Way, a show I've never heard of, Project Runway, a show that will probably win, RuPaul's Drag Race, a show that also might win, and The Voice, which probably won't win. Outstanding Cinematography for a reality program against The Amazing Race, Born This Way again, Deadliest Catch, and Life Below Zero. And finally, their third and final nomination this year, Outstanding Picture Editing for a Structured or Competition Reality Show. Super specific award, but they got it. The Amazing Race, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Shark Tank.
Sure.
So maybe Jeffrey Probst will be nominated for Best Host next year.
Is there a category for that?
Yeah. There is.
Who is nominated?
I don't remember. It wasn't Jeff Probst, though.
How is Jeff Probst not nominated for that, but how does Jeff Probst not win every single year?
I know. I think it's the dude from The Amazing Race.
Was Ryan Devlin at least nominated for it?
No.
God, what are we even doing?
Because they don't fucking care about cable reality shows, even though it's one of the best ones on TV.
Yeah, like Neve probably isn't nominated for it.
I don't think Neve would be eligible for that.
He's a reality show host.
I guess.
Checkmate.
I mean, I guess. I don't remember who all was nominated, but it wasn't Jeff Probst. But I'm thinking the only reason he wasn't nominated was because the whole Zeke Varner episode happened after nominations had been sent in, or whatever they're called.
Because that would be the one that they would show, that they would send in for, like, his Emmy reel.
Absolutely. I would be surprised if they didn't, because he did such a good job with that.
He did a great job, but, like, also, you know, if you weren't nominating him in the first place, like, come on. He's the best in the business!
Yeah, he's better than Chris fucking Harrison, who walks up, takes three steps up to, like, the rose ceremony, and is like, this is the final rose, and then walks away.
Yeah, let's... What
is, like, that's it.
Is there... There probably isn't a wider difference in terms of, like, how fans perceive and react to hosts than, like, Bachelor fans with Chris Harrison versus... Survivor fans of Jeff Probst, because Survivor fans love Jeff Probst. And, yeah. Well, they should, because he's great, whereas Bachelor fans don't like Chris Harrison, because he sucks.
Yeah. I know that, like, the Rose Buddies podcast, everybody loves Chris Harrison, because it's, you know, the main guy on the show forever. But I think, other than that, I don't think it's really important.
Well, I don't think anybody likes him because they think he's especially good at his job.
No, he's not. No. Yeah, people... Yeah, when you get down to it, people talk mad shit about him for, like, being super absent all the time. But yeah, Jeff Probst is the best man in America. That's
you're
the episode
first,
title.
Folks.
Just kidding, it's not. There's a better one earlier. All right. Hashtag CT on Survivor.
Hashtag CTF on Survivor. Capture the flag.
That would be a fun challenge.
Blood Gulch, no power-ups, no vehicles.
So I was telling you about the Survivor simulator I've been playing. Mm-hmm. You can put challenge people on there, too, and, like, people from...
Wow, that's robust.
Well, there's a lot of shows, like, I don't know, Chopped Junior or something. I don't know. But
can
then
you
there are
Project
like
runway contestants on.
I think you probably can. Yeah, there's like a whole list of shows. I'm gonna send you the link as soon as we're done recording. But I did one that was like one tribe of survivors and one tribe of challenge people, and CT took I think 7th place, and then the final three were Jemmy, Michaela, and like somebody else, but Jemmy won, and I was like, no,
Michaela,
Jemmy's not gonna win. Michaela's gonna win every season.
Johnny Bananas in this tribe?
Johnny Bananas was on the season. He did not make it very far.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's not, that type of game would not lend itself well to his playing style.
I also did a same name season with the blood versus water twist, and I got people from Survivor and people with the same name.
Did you do Johnny Bananas and Johnny Fairplay together?
No, I should have. Who did I pick
you
for
idiot.
Johnny Bananas? I know. For Cara Maria, for her partner, I picked Abby Maria because there wasn't somebody named Cara.
That's good. Man, that's a real interesting sort of contrast there between like likable and very unlikable.
Yeah, isn't it incredible? I think Abby Maria won that season, actually. That fake season that was on my TV.
That would never happen.
I know. It's the most...
that Abby Maria would ever win a jury vote.
Yeah, she won enough to win, but it's all randomized, so it doesn't actually matter. But anyway, we'll probably... Do you want to play with that on a week when we don't have a show to watch?
I would love to do that.
I mean, that probably won't be till like, January, but... Because the challenge is going
to
run through...
Always nice to keep stuff like this in your back pocket, just in
mm-hmm.
case you have it.
Yeah. All right, so you can follow us on Twitter, DYWSLN, if you want to, or just me, as Jake Scheidel. Or just Thomas, is Tom Not Tom.
Tom Not Tom. I'm creeping up closer to 1,000 followers, so I would be very appreciative if you were to help me get there.
I already follow you, so I can't help you with that one. I can retweet every single one
of
your tweets,
though. Just make a bunch of other accounts and only follow me with them.
That's a really good idea. I need some more followers too. So follow me.
Be like, I am not Jake Scheidel.
Yeah, my name
is not
Jake Scheidel.
Jake Scheidel.
Don't confuse us.
I don't. I've never even heard of Jake Scheidel. That's
who
all.
Is, who, why do you keep referencing that person? I don't know who that person is. You follow us on Facebook or whatever. You can email us all of your twists and turns and. Whatever other words you want to send to us.
Oh, wait. Speaking of twists and turns, in the simulator, would we be able to put in a...
I was wondering if you were going to ask me that.
In a Survivor game.
I looked for him. I could not find him.
but I haven't.
Well, that's
looked
also
through.
if you saw his name, there would just be like your eyes.
It would just
would
be blacked
it.
Out. Yeah.
Just say redacted, and you'd be like, "Ah, I wonder yeah. who that was."
Huh? Interesting. Oh, redacted one. Weird. Email us. Did you watch last night at gmail.com? If you are curious who we're always bleeping out the name of, fucking figure it out by context clues, or just email us and we'll tell you. Look, there's a lot of, I mean, Donald Trump's the jobs president, and some of those jobs, they're dirty, and somebody's got to do them. That's where he comes in. So, that's who it is.
Frankly, I'm surprised that has not gotten some sort of, like, he wasn't in, like, Department of Labor or something.
Maybe he's in charge of the FCC now.
His politics match up for it, because he's a conservative, and, you know...
Mm-hmm.
He's a phony TV
look.
Phony populist TV conservative. So you'd think that the Trump.
When you vote for Donald, him. When you vote for Donald Trump to be president, it is not a democracy. You have to obey his rules.
You agree to abide by the Donald's rules.
Review us on iTunes for all our great bits. 5 stars for how much you love them.
Man, I got you to say his name on the podcast.
I know. It felt right, you know? It's a lot of bleeping, and it's already late. It's not late, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, this is like, you know, when you'd, like, late at night, when, like, they can say fuck on Comedy Central, and it's like...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're past that time. Man, I love... Well, I mean, it's not a thing that happens anymore, because I'm an adult with responsibilities and job, but I really miss sitting in... Nate's basement, watching Comedy Central late at night, sleeping over.
Good times.
Second Nate reference of the season, of the episode, that's what I meant to say. Man, those were some good times.
Shouts out to Nate.
Yeah. Let's bring him on the podcast. Hey, haven't talked to you in several years.
Do you watch Survivor? No. Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's what the show's all about.
Well, bye.
What if we did? What if we got him on? And then he, like, 5 episodes in was like, I did start watching Survivor. That'd be pretty crazy. And then it could be a 3-person show. Like, remember when we used to play Vice City and Time Flitters in each other's basements? Remember that time you poked me in the eye with a pole through a snow fort? That was pretty fucked up. I'm still mad about that, Nathan.
You're off the show.
You kicked off the show. I just brought you on the show to yell at you about that.
You're out. Pack your shit and leave.
Pack up your knives and go. I don't even know what show that's from. Top Chef?
Might be Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Cooking shows are dumb. I don't know. We're getting deep into the episode and we run out of shit to talk about. Unless you want to talk about... Here, do you have any ideas for... Oh, okay. So the Survivor Simulator. You can pick people from Celebrity Apprentice also.
Can you pick Donald Trump?
I don't think so. But you can pick Dennis Rodman, which means you could make a tribe with Dennis Rodman, Scott Pollard, and Cliff Robinson all on the same tribe.
That would rule so hard. That's 3 yeah. former Pistons.
I know. I wanna find as many Pistons as I can. We can throw Gary Hogaboom in there, too. He's from Michigan and played sports. Granted, not for the Pistons, not even basketball, but if we need to, we can stretch it a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all. It's a fun game. I'm just going to play another season while I wait for you to send me your audio.
I
want
to save in case, Dan Marley, Chris Kamen, and, Dan LaFever all played.
For Chippewas,
then it would all be tribe, yeah. It'd all be Central Michigan.
That would
guys.
Be really good. Yeah. He's, there's
Antonio
some good seasons.
Brown.
Yeah. I would love to see Antonio Brown on the
Isn't that
on
weird
this,
how Antonio
on,
Brown
on Survivor.
was like a good player while we were at Central Michigan and now is like the best receiver in football?
Yeah, it's crazy
it's
that we
weird
know
that
him.
He went to Central Michigan.
Yeah. You know, swim with the sharks or whatever. Mark Cuban. There we go. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, he did well at Central, and he did as well as he had to, and now he's in the NFL, and he's He's killing it. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Happy to say I walked the same grounds as him.
Yeah, baby.
Don't think I've ever met him, but I walked the same grounds as him. All right. Well, you know, have a great summer.
Deuces.
What are we doing here? Talking about a TV show?
What TV show are we talking about? That's what we do on this show.
Yeah, that is what we do on this show. I love TV. Really. Television, I think, is like the content of water. What am I saying? What I'm saying is I love television as much as I love water. They're great. They're delicious. I love them both.
Somebody on Twitter had a thread that ended with them mentioning that they hate water because it is gross.
Fuck like, them!
Tastes like
fuck dirt. Them! And no, they're idiots.
They were, as you can expect, they were getting roasted pretty hard.
Good, 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 good. They should. They deserve it. And I hate them. Will you give me their Twitter handle so I can DM all of my hatred for them at them?
Alright, It is.
Oh, was it you? Was it you?
No.
Was it Tom Not Tom? Is that the Twitter handle?
Me. I like water.
You might like water, but I love water.
Yeah,
it's so delicious.
I was saying that to establish that I don't hate water, but it's
okay.
It's at Adam Joseph
sure.
Sport, I believe, is the guy, and I think he
fuck
has
Adam
history
Joseph
of
Sport.
Saying dumb shit online too.
Good.
But, so this is sort of par for the course for him. But yeah, if you wanna,
I hate him.
If you wanna, you know. Do some targeted harassment towards him.
Oh, don't you worry. I will. I will get kicked off of Twitter for my harassment for this fellow.
No, they won't kick you off for that. They'll kick you off if you, like, say fuck at a famous person.
All right, you ready to get started on this here thingamajig?
Let's do it. Let's get it started.
In here? In here.